And welcome back, everybody, to Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam, and with me, as always, is Maggie. And, you know, we've been gone for a little bit. You know, you had the Four Nations break there for a little while, for about 2 weeks. We figured, you know, we'd let some games kind of go by and get underway here before we kind of record another episode. And I even went to the Blues at Stars game the other night. And, you know, we're here to just kind of get back in the action as we're 1 point out of the wild card spot, and just to kind of break down what we got left here with the 20 games remaining in the season. And Maggie, what are your thoughts on this team? You know, basically, you know, we had the 2 week break, and pretty much ever since then, you've had a game every other day since the break ended. And now you're on this, you know, long road trip. And what do you think of the boys right now? 1 point out of the wild card spot, and you know, their 4 week win, or their fourth game win streak, has just come to an end, and to start off here on the road after the game in Dallas.
Like I said months ago, I would think that they would be close to a playoff position. I'm super excited to see that they have 64 points, 1 point out of the wild card. Did I think that they would get to this before the break? I do not think so. So those 2 weeks must have been a nice break for the boys, get their butts kicked, get them in gear. I was not expecting a 4-game winning streak either. So that was pretty shocking, but I think that's kind of saying some things because we got the trade deadline on Friday. So it could be boys are working hard to keep Shin, boys are keeping hard to keep other people. I was just shocked. So I'm super hyped that they're in this position right now, and I think that they can keep it going. They've been playing some pretty good hockey, and it's, like I said, I think the key word of this podcast is shocked. I am shocked.
Yeah, and from a business standpoint, you know, with the trade deadline coming up, whether, you know, you got to think as like a player and, you know, on this team, whether they want to be here in St. Louis or not, whether they, you know, truly love this city, truly love this team, and, you know, the guys and coaches that they're surrounded by and management, whatever, whether they, you know, whatever, wherever they are, you know, in their mindset, it's, you got to, you know, put your value up right now, whether you're fighting for a playoff spot or you're fighting for, you know, a higher value at the trade, by the trade deadline, you got to, you know, put the pedal to the metal here, regardless. And it's starting to show here, you know, this last week or two, you know, getting back from the break, it's a really tough schedule. You know, you're pretty much playing, you know, every other day, literally every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got this long, you know, you had back-to-back games plus starting on a road trip against Dallas, and now you got 5 games left on the road. It's just, it's a lot, you know, it's going to take a toll on you. And I think last night, again, you know, the other night against the Stars, game wasn't terrible, but, you know, it's, you know, we've said this, you know, you've probably heard this already, you know, you killed 2 of 2 penalties against the Jets. You killed the only penalty against the Avs. You killed both penalties against the Kraken, killed your one and only penalty against the Caps. You couldn't kill the penalty against the Kings, and then last night you went 0-4 against the Dallas Stars, and it's just, that's something you got to look at and break down here if you're making, you know, you're 1 point away from a playoff spot potentially, and you only got 20 games left. So as a player and as a team, you really got to kind of, 0-4 is just, I think it's just terrible. You know, no matter what, you know, how you're doing, how you're feeling, how tired you are, you got to kill at least one of those, right? Like if you're in the NHL, it's like, I don't know, that's got to improve, it's got to be better. I totally get it, you know, the Dallas Stars, they're a good team, it's got to be said, they're a good team, they're a playoff contender team right now, and it's showing, but, you know, 0-4 in the penalty kill, it's just, you gotta do better. Again, this is, you know, this is a lot of games and a short amount of time, and it's just, it's going to only, you know, continue really as you kind of go down the road.
Yeah, 0-4 is pretty shocking, to be honest, with how well they've been playing. I mean, it could be worse, but, you know, hopefully they pick it up and get it going on this big road trip, which is crazy to me. They go to the West Coast, and then they come back and they go to Pittsburgh, and then go to Minnesota. That's a hell of a crazy travel.
And on top of that, our three next games is like, you got the Kings, you know, in L.A., and then you got a day break, and you got to hop over to Anaheim. But then the very next night on set, you know, that's Friday night. And then the very next night, Saturday night, you go right back to L.A. You got to play in L.A. again. Granted, you get a four-day break after that, but it's just, and then, you know, after that four-day break, you're literally, for 2.5 weeks straight, you're literally playing every other day. Like, if you look at our schedule, it is super consistent of how often we're playing, and it's literally every other day after that four-day break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between ending this long road trip, and then you have, you know, you kind of have one game at home, and then you go to, you play Nashville 3 times in 10 days, and then you play Nashville away, then you get a day off, and then you get a 4-game homestead, 3 of those 4 against Western Conference teams, and then one of those is being the Predators again, and then you go on the road against the Predators again, and then you play the Avs at home. And then, like, April schedule is, like, so it's, like, it's all over the place with this schedule here in March. But it's consistent. You're 2.5 weeks straight of, you know, every other day you have a game. So it's going to be tiring. It's going to be, you know, exhausting, what have you. And then April is kind of chills out because you have, like, you know, it's still every other day. But at least, like, you know, you start off April, you know, at home for, like, a whole week with 3 games. So that's good. You go on the road for 3 games, and then you have your last game at home against Utah. So it's, you know, 20 games, you know, you got 5 games left in this road trip, 20 games left in the season, 1 point out away from a wild card spot. So, you know, it's, you know, say what you want, this team's got fighting them. They're going to be playing, you know, whether it be for a playoff spot or they're trying to make their value higher, they're just going to be playing hard for themselves these last, you know, these last few weeks, or especially, you know, until the trade deadline at least, and then we'll kind of see where we're at from there. But yeah.
Yeah, I think back to you saying we play Nashville like 3 times in 2 weeks, that team's going to look a lot different when we get to them because of the trade deadline. That was a team that I was definitely expecting to be in a very different position. I think they're 30th out of 32 teams in the last trade deadline. I really thought that they would probably be like in the top spot of the playoffs, or in the league, I'm sorry. And that team is definitely going to look different by the time that we play them in a couple weeks. I think a bunch of teams will, because we'll start to see who's really pushing for that playoff run. I saw Chicago Blackhawks traded Seth Jones to the Florida Panthers for, what's his name, Spencer Knight, which is a goalie. He's very good, so I feel like the Blackhawks kind of fleeced them on that. But there hasn't really been, like, a whole lot of, like, exciting trades, I would say. I'm guessing it's probably going to come up this week, because I think it's done at 5 p.m. Friday Eastern time. I'm looking forward to that. Trade deadline's one of my favorite things in sports, especially hockey, and just like hearing all the crazy trades, the mock trades and everything, and seeing awful takes on Twitter that make me laugh. It will be an interesting week. Personally hope that we don't trade anybody. Well, I take that back. I would be fine with moving Joseph, Texier. I think just really those two, to be honest. But we'll see. I've seen Shin, Pareko, and Bennington, but I think things have slowed down on all that just because of how they're playing. And Armstrong's kind of just like, what are we doing? And Torps has been in there.
Yeah, he's been fighting hard. He put in a lot of effort last night. He looked good last night. He almost had a goal until Nathan Walker got that rebound and put it away. I think he's been playing pretty hard lately. But, you know, with last night's game against the Dallas Stars, you know, I went to American Airlines Center. I think their stadium's pretty nice. I think their venue's really nice. For the most part, their fans were pretty chill there. Some people, you know, have told me they've had bad experiences. You know, other people have said they've had good experiences. I think overall their fans there are pretty chill. Like, no one's really like chirped me or anything. I had this guy a couple rows in front of me that heard me cheering every time the Blues scored. So he, like, made, from there on out, he made it his goal to, like, try and turn around and, like, stare me down and clap whenever the Stars would score, to, like, you know, try to, like, you know, poke at me or something. And, you know, I'd kind of, the first goal, first, like, 2 goals, I kind of picked up on it, and then I just kind of ignored him and made sure not to, like, look at him to give him any satisfaction. And then on top of that, the people behind me, it was just this girl talk. And this is, you know, this is your, these types of stories, you're going to hear at every barn, every team. You know, this is not just Dallas. You know, you'll probably get this at, you know, at a Blues game too. There's this like couple or people on a date. And it was this woman that like paid no attention to the game, like talked the entire time about some issue with like one of her girlfriends or something like that. And this guy was like trying to give her advice the whole time. And then later they tried explaining like about rules and penalties, but she was like, was that like, she called it a foul. She like, what was like, was that like against the rules? And the guy with her was like, yeah, that'd be a foul right there. And then he tried talking like he knew what he was talking about, but he really didn't. And it was just like the most obnoxious thing you could hear at a hockey game. And it was just, I don't know, someone who's like, you know, diehard hockey fan. I mean, I get it, you know, people go there for entertainment and stuff like that, but don't try and, like, if you don't know, just say you don't know. Don't try and cover it up and act like, and then turn into an idiot when you open your mouth to try and make yourself look good. But I mean, overall, the experience was fun. I mean, it sucked that we lost, you know, like that. You know, I just thought, and then for the team overall, our passing was atrocious. It's just, we didn't look half the time when we were passing the puck. We would just throw it in the open space, and or we would just, like, loft it, like, half the time, hoping it would just work out, and it didn't. I think we had too many, you know, D-zone or neutral zone turnovers that killed us. It even gave, like, the Stars opportunity, 2-on-1 opportunities to leave our goalies hanging to dry and our defense hanging to dry, and it killed us. Hofer, as big as he is, would just like scrunch up and just was absolutely terrible. No confidence. It was frustrating to watch. 0-for-4 on a penalty kill. That can't happen. That's pretty much it. I mean, again, you know, we just got done with a four game winning streak. So it's not like we've been playing god awful lately. It's just, you know, like we've said already, we've been over this, you know, there's all these games, you know, this last week, and then you got back-to-back games, traveling, heading into Dallas in their own barn. It's going to be a tough matchup, so you're not going to play your best hockey, maybe. Thank goodness we have, like, 2 days off before we continue this road trip. But, you know, it's just some little things that, you know, that need to be tweaked and fixed, and I think they can do that. I think they have the skill to do that. It's just, you know, the schedule is going to catch up to you, and it finally showed last night of that 4-game win streak.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, going back to back is already tough, but I think, you know, we've been playing so well. I'm not really mad with the loss against Dallas. I know it wasn't pretty, and I know that you would want a win because you were there, but realistically, getting 9 points out of 12 points in a every other day game, that's just, like, is crazy to me, and I'm, like, super excited that we got those points. So, like I said, I know that you're probably not excited because they lost and you were there, but I am excited about the amount of points that were won in that little series we had. Did you get anything good to eat there?
I actually didn't. I had a long drive. I'm living in Houston right now. So, we left like early in the day, so it was like a 3-hour drive to the venue. I got like a sandwich on the road that kind of filled me up, so I didn't really get any beer. I didn't get any food when I was there. I was pretty full, but you know, the venue was really nice. The food looked pretty good from what I saw, but I didn't try anything. I just waited till after the game to eat before when I got back on the road, really, just to save some pennies.
Yes. No beers? Not even one?
No, I was drinking the day before, so at the day of the game, I just kind of took a chill pill because I had to like drive there and back.
That's valid. Is that the first time you going to Dallas to watch a hockey game, or?
Yeah, first time.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was good. They had a good atmosphere. Fans were pretty involved. The pregame, like, entertainment was good. The music there was pretty good. So, like, overall, it was a pretty good experience besides the fat L we took.
Yeah. How many stadiums have you been to for NHL?
I've been to United Center against the Blackhawks. I've been to Dallas now. I've been to Colorado. And then, I don't know if you count it, but I went to the Winter Classic in Minnesota, if that counts.
We can count it.
And I'm slowly trying to, you know, make my way to more rinks as time goes on, obviously.
Yeah, I saw that the NHL is trying to expand, and Houston is on the the top three lists.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, and I think Atlanta, which is interesting. But I'm glad that you guys had a good time. Let's see what we got here.
And, like, a good chunk of our remaining schedule is, like, they're teams that, you know, they're beatable. They're not in playoff contention. You know, you got the, the Predators, like, three times. You got the Blackhawks, you know, stuff like that. So just, like, teams that, you know, you can kind of get behind and beat are kind of right there close to that wild card spot where it's, like, you know, you can kind of run with them and sneak some points away here and there. So, you know, with as close as it is, you know, each and every point is, you know, 20 games left. It's each and every point is very, very valuable right now. So it's doable. It's for sure doable. I think we can do it. I think we can make a final push and make it to the playoffs and just, you know, have fun with the rest of the season. I mean, I know some people want to tank and whatever, but, you know, we're 1 point away. Why not go for it while we're here?
Yeah, honestly, looking at the March schedule, it seems like this month is probably one of the easier months, which is good. I think the hardest team on the March schedule would just be the Kings, and we've already played them, but they have been playing pretty well, and they are in third in the Pacific. So I think they're sitting at 70 points, but I think that they'll be... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to add on to that, what you were just saying. I was like, you know, we play them. So like you said, you know, we just beat them 4-1, you know, at home not too long ago. And then we play them twice coming up this week. And so, like, yeah, like, they're not a Central Division team, but they're, you know, they're a Western Conference. They're a Western Conference team still, and they're playing the Blackhawks. So, you know, they're third in the Pacific. You know, as of right now, as you're listening to this podcast episode, the Kings are third in the Pacific, but they're only 5 points ahead of the second wild card spot. So six points ahead of us, really. So them losing, you know, could, you know, help things if the points come down, you know, to a tighter race, you know, later on. So, and, you know, the Blackhawks, you know, they're not too threatening. So if they beat the Kings, then, you know, kudos. So that can help us a little bit with, you know, how tight things are going. And, you know, we're sitting at 64 points right now. The Blackhawks only have 43. So I think that's not too much to ask for them to beat the Kings.
No, I think.
And on top of that, Spencer Knight, you know, listening to this podcast, you probably already know the result of the game. But Spencer Knight, I believe, is starting in net tonight in Chicago against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I like Spencer Knight. He's pretty good. I think March is going to be a easier month for us, which...
I'm sorry, not scares... the Vegas Golden Knights. The Kings, obviously. Not the Golden Knights. The Kings, obviously.
Hey. They're close. Kings, Knights, whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. If Spencer Knight and the Blackhawks and sneak a win in there, we'll take it.
That would be pretty cool, though. Yeah, I think just March is going to be an easier schedule, but I don't want to take that and say that because knowing us, the Blues could go on a losing streak and lose to many of these teams that aren't even in playoff contention. So I'm just hoping that, you know, they stay kind of in the groove that they're in right now and just, I mean, keep it up. They're playing for each other. They're playing for the team. They're playing for the city right now. And that's, you know, that's how we know how they play. So they just need to keep working.
Do you think these players in the Blues that, like, they're kind of like in the middle, like kind of on the fence of, like, being kept or being traded or what have you at the deadline? Do you think a lot of these guys are, you know, like I said earlier, I'm probably right, partially right, where I say, like, you know, some of these guys, you know, they're playing to raise their value at the trade market. Do you think that's a lot of, like, Blues players here? Or do you think they're, you know, a good chunk of them are truly trying to push for a playoff spot?
I truly think that most of the players that play for the St. Louis Blues want to play for the St. Louis Blues. Obviously, you can go many places, you know, you can go to Florida Panthers and be towards Miami, warmer weather, no income tax. But these players are choosing to, you know, extend with the St. Louis Blues. I think that they want to play, and I think that they have found their groove. So I think what we're seeing right now is a playoff push. I don't see it as people boosting their trade. Like, if someone wanted to be traded from the Blues, I think we would have heard of it by now.
But yeah, I guess my next question to follow up on that is, like, right now, who would you say would probably, maybe like two or three guys, who would you say is like, okay, I need to really, like, kind of up my skill right now and kind of put some points on my stats to make my trade value higher? Like, who would guess would that be right now in the Blues? Like, maybe two, three players?
That's pretty tricky, but I think My biggest one would be Texier. I don't think that he fits with the Blues because he's just dealt with injuries and illness, and it seems that he can't stay healthy. But it seems like also, if you're in the NHL and this is your job, you're trying to play every night. So, and it doesn't seem like he's trying to do that. So I'm thinking him, but I don't even know if he's in the lineup or whatnot. Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't waived him. Other people, I can't see them wanting to be traded or working harder to get traded, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, after this trade deadline, we kind of have a better visual of like how this season's going to go and kind of the big picture of what we want to be next season, you know, the season after that, potentially. With our younger guys coming up, it's last 20 games of the season. It's going to be a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, as we've said. And I think it's just, you know, it's finally kind of got that, I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of finally got that excitement where it's like, okay, like we're getting close to playoff hockey and my team is like right there on being in that playoff hunt and in that playoff picture. And then that's when, you know, things get even more fun in April, whether you win up the playoffs or not, you're kind of there watching either way. And either way, it's more exciting when your team is in.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, honestly, I don't see, at this point in time, I do not see anybody being traded. That's a big guess, I would say. Risky guess, but I don't know. I guess maybe just push for the playoffs and see where you get and just kind of rebuild over the summer or whatever. At least get somewhere good in the playoffs. I don't see a Stanley Cup, but this team's fun to watch, and I think they enjoy playing with each other.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a tight race for the finish line, and just kind of looking at the schedule, a good chunk of these games remaining in the schedule, a lot of Western Conference teams, a lot of points at stake. That's going to, you know, make or break your season. You know, it's buckle in and, you know, enjoy the hockey while you can, and just kind of keep that, you know, playoff hope alive, and just kind of have it, you know, in the back of your mind as we go through each of these games, with the trade deadline coming up and the last handful of games, handful of weeks. And we'll just kind of see where it goes from here on out.
Yeah, I'm also pretty curious if Ovechkin scores tonight. I've been keeping up with him. He's got 11 goals till he beats Wayne Gretzky. So I've been kind of rooting for him to get past that. And he's been doing that pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're actually 2 minutes into the game. And they're already winning 1-0 against the Sens as Connor McMichael has scored.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a season. He's got 22 goals. I've been kind of keeping an eye on the Caps just because they've been playing well. I know Ovechkin's little race to beat Gretzky, and I see his name often. So he seems like a pretty good player. Washington, I think, is like second in the league. Yeah, they are. Surprising. I feel like they have kind of a really random team, but they're putting it together at the right time. So
if the Panthers, you know, are you going to try and go to like any like playoff games for the Panthers, or?
I'm not sure. Just kind of depends on what's going on. Honestly, probably not. I'll just be watching on TV. Yeah. I mean, if the Blues were in there, if the Blues were playing in Florida, I'd be going.
Oh, that would only be a Stanley Cup Finals. That'd be way down the road and be really expensive.
Yes, that's also true. I wouldn't be able to go. So,
do you have anything else before we get out of here?
I do not. I just hope that the Blues play well this week, and after Friday, I hope that we still have the same team. To be honest.
Yeah, we'll see. Just a couple more days, and you know, just a few days rest, and then we're gonna get, you know, in the thick of it. You know, these last 20 games, we're going to get in the thick of it, you know, after these two game break. It'll be interesting. Once again, you know, if you guys enjoyed this, go ahead and, you know, tell our Blues fans about us. Sorry for, you know, the long wait. You know, we had that 2 week break for the Four Nations, and just wanted to kind of get fans back in the groove of things and let a few games go by to kind of get a better picture of, you know, what the team's looking like before we kind of record. So thank you again so much for listening, and don't hesitate to stop by again, you know, to hang out, relax, and take a load off of life. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see you all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.